There's a new study that's been released, and it's found that knee osteoarthritis has more than doubled in the past century. It's actually a lot more than just simple wear and tear by the sounds of it. So does that mean it's more likely or less likely to happen to us as we all age gracefully or perhaps even disgracefully? Let's go to Dr. Joe Kosterich. He's here with me now to take your calls about osteoarthritis. 13 12 83 is our number, or on any other topic as well, you can give us a buzz. 13 12 83. Dr. Joe, hello again.
Good afternoon, Ed.
I wonder, is osteoarthritis just a kind of genetic thing, or is it just very common as we age? Can we avoid it?
Really good question, and this goes to the heart of what these researchers have actually looked at. And it's been assumed that osteoarthritis is a wear and tear phenomenon. So people are living longer, so therefore we tend to get more wear and tear in the joints. And it's a, you know, it's a logical assumption. I mean, you can see why people arrive at that. And the second conclusion is that the damage or load on the joint might be increased if we're carrying excess weight. And when we think about it, that also makes sense. There's more pressure on the joints if we're heavier. These researchers, and it's, you sort of wonder how people get around to doing this. They actually looked at skeletons from, you know, 100 years or so in the United States. Yeah, including some prehistoric ones. Now, how exactly they do this and how they work it out, you know, immediately raises a whole series of other questions, but they have. And what they have concluded is that the prevalence of knee osteoarthritis, we're talking specifically about knee, not so much hips or ankles, but knees is the prime joint that they've looked at, has actually gone up twofold or doubled in the sort of last 100 years or so. Now, they then said, all right, well, maybe people are living longer, maybe it's because people are heavier. And in some way, they've made allowances for this. This often happens in studies when you try to say, well, has one thing caused another? You try to remove what are called confounding factors and allow for them. Now, again, exactly how they do that, that's why they're researchers. But they found that after you removed age and after you removed weight, there still was a significant increase.
Okay.
And by itself, you might say, well, look, that's interesting. But there has, like a lot of medical research, it fits in with other work that's been done. And there has been a growing body of evidence that says we've assumed it's all just wear and tear as against, say, rheumatoid arthritis or other forms that we call inflammatory arthritis, and that there may indeed be a metabolic or inflammatory component to osteoarthritis. Now, we don't know exactly what that is yet, but what it does say is that if that is the case, then there may be factors that are more modifiable, and it might be that there are different ways to prevent it.
Okay. Big fun on the paleontology trips. How does it present in a skeleton? What do we look for? So is it bone on bone, you know, when cartilage wears down? Is that what we're sort of looking for?
Pretty much. When they're looking at the bones, they're going to look at, you know, I suppose it's a little bit like when people look at tyres and a new set of tyres about 6 months or so ago now. And I was talking to the guy at the tyre shop, and he said, you know, when he's in car parks, he can tell which tyres need to be rotated and which tyres are due for just by looking at them. So, you know, it is a trained eye and knowing what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But before all of this is nutted out, there was some major work done in Australia by the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare, and this was released in May of this year, and I was fortunate enough to be at the conference where they gave a talk. And, you know, even until we've got it all figured out, some very, very important things came out of that. If somebody loses 10% of body weight, say I'm carrying some excess kilo, if you lose 10% of body weight, that reduces the load on the knees by up to 50%.
Wow.
So you get a significant bang for the buck with that. They worked out that for every 1 kilo of weight loss, the amount of force that's less in the knees can be up to 4 kilos. And you might say, well, how does that happen? It's 1 kilo of weight. But remember, force is mass times acceleration. So when you're walking or running, it's not just your body weight going through it. It's also the force with which you're hitting the ground. So there's considerable bang for the buck for people if they are carrying excess weight and they do have some arthritis in their knees in losing weight. It can make a significant difference when you look at that fourfold effect for every 1 kilo.
Okay, so what about some simple exercises that can help prolong the life of our knees? Obviously, don't run downstairs and amplify those sort of G-forces through the good old knees.
Look, very much exercise is important for the knee, and one of the theories in turn with this work of why are we getting more osteoarthritis is that we are more sedentary and we're not doing enough exercise in general. So for people, if they haven't exercised for a while, if they do have pain in their joints, then it would be very important to talk to a physiotherapist or maybe an exercise physiologist before starting, because you don't want to increase the damage. But there are plenty of exercises you can do to strengthen up the knee mechanism. Swimming is very good for knees. Walking in water has become very popular for a lot of people because it's a good form of exercise. It's good for the joints, but because your body weight is supported in the water, then it puts less load and strain on the joints. So, yeah, exercise is very important. The other thing that I think is worth noting, Ed, is that we're increasingly finding that arthroscopic surgery for arthritis, particularly in people over the age of 40 and 50, is not the panacea. We sort of think, oh, footballers or rugby players or soccer players, when they go in at the end of the season and have a scrape, you know, that must be good for me too. Mm. But there's been work that shows, and it's terrible to say this, but it's true, and these are controlled trials, that placebo surgery for knee osteoarthritis is as effective as arthroscopic surgery, and that for people where they've had arthroscopic knee surgeries, we're not talking about knee replacement, and if things get very severe, some people will need that. But just going in and having a scrape and doing physiotherapy, at the end of 12 months, the people who did the physiotherapy without surgery or those who did it with surgery, the results were the same. So we are probably doing too many knee arthroscopes in this country, and what we're finding is that it's not really doing people that much good. So 101 type stuff, exercise, strengthening the knee, maybe some weight loss, looking at diet, those are the ways to go.
And buy a single story house.
That might be, or get fancy and put a lift in.
Nice.
As you're getting older, you probably want to downsize. The single story might work, Ed.
Gosh, I'd love a house with an escalator. That would send a strong statement to the neighbours. Good on you, Dr. Joe. Always great to chat, mate.
Cheers, Ed.
Excellent.